You know, sometimes I feel like we're drowning in marketing data, dashboards, metrics, reports. It's like, how do we actually know what's working? Like, are we just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks?
It's a common challenge trying to untangle all those threads and figure out which marketing activities are really moving the needle. And that's where marketing mix modeling comes in, or MM, as it's often called.
Right. MMM, because who doesn't love a good acronym? But seriously, it sounds like it could get pretty complicated pretty fast.
It can. Essentially, MMM tries to connect the dots between your marketing efforts and your sales figures, but it's a bit like solving a giant puzzle with a million pieces. You've got different channels, different time lags, and even external factors like the economy to account for.
It sounds like a recipe for a marketing headache. So this research paper you shared with me, it talks about something called Granger causality as a potential way to make MMM more manageable.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
Well, imagine you're trying to predict whether your friend is going to go for a run today.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You might think about their past running habits, right?
Right, like do they usually run on Tuesdays?
Exactly. But what if you also knew they checked the weather forecast this morning?
Interesting.
That extra bit of information, something they did in the past related to the weather, that might give you a more accurate prediction of their running plans. And that, in a nutshell, is the idea behind Granger causality.
So it's about using past information to make better predictions about the future.
Exactly. If knowing the past of one thing helps you predict the future of another thing, better than just knowing the past of that second thing alone, then we say the first thing Granger causes the second.
Okay, I think I'm following. So in the context of marketing, are we saying that, like, looking at past social media ad spend might help us predict future website traffic?
Exactly. And if adding that past ad spend data to our model gives us a more accurate prediction than just looking at past website traffic patterns, then that suggests that our social media efforts are likely driving some of those traffic spikes.
That makes sense. But I noticed that the paper puts causality in quotes a lot when talking about Granger causality. It's not about proving a direct cause and effect relationship, right?
You're picking up on something important. It's a bit of a misnomer, that causality part. The paper actually calls it out directly. It's more about identifying a strong statistical relationship that helps us make better predictions.
So not necessarily that social media ads are causing website traffic to spike, but that there's a strong correlation there that helps us predict what might happen in the future.
Precisely. And that's an important distinction to keep in mind because it highlights that Granger causality, while potentially very useful, isn't a magic bullet. It has its limitations, which you can get into a bit later. But before we go down that road, I'm curious, what did you think about how the researchers put this idea to the test using real marketing data? Did they actually prove that Granger causality worked in the real world?
Did they actually prove that Granger causality works in the real world?
Well, prove might be a strong word in the world of statistics, but the results were definitely promising. In many cases, Granger causality did a pretty good job at pinpointing those key marketing variables that were really moving the needle.
Okay, so walk me through it. How do they test it out?
So imagine you have a marketing mix model, right? It's trying to predict sales, and you're feeding it all sorts of data, TV ad spend, digital ad spend, maybe even things like competitor activity.
Right, trying to see what's actually driving those sales numbers.
Exactly. So they took these real-world MMMs and basically used Granger causality as a filter. Like, could it pick out the most important variables from the noise? And in several of their tests, it did. Granger causality correctly identified a good chunk of the variables that the original model had already flagged as important.
So it's like getting a second opinion on your marketing mix model. You're not just blindly trusting your initial model. You have this other layer of analysis to say, hey, yeah, this variable actually seems important. Did they quantify how well Granger causality performed? Like, was it a little bit right or a lot right?
They did. They looked at what's called the overlap percentage, which basically tells you how well those Granger causality results matched up with what the original model had already identified. And in some cases, that overlap percentage was surprisingly high, which is really exciting.
Okay, that's really promising. But I have to admit, when I was reading through the paper, I did hit a bit of a speed bump when they started getting into the statistical weeds. They mentioned some caveats, things like stationarity, linearity, and the multiplicity issue, which sounds a little intimidating. Can you break those down for me and our listeners without making our heads explode?
Of course. It's important to remember that Granger causality isn't magic. It makes certain assumptions about the data, and if those assumptions aren't met, the results might not be reliable.
Okay, so what kind of assumptions are we talking about here? Give me the jargon-free version.
You got it. So one of the assumptions is stationarity, which basically means that the data isn't going totally haywire over time. Like, imagine you're looking at website traffic and you have 1 month where it spikes through the roof because of a viral marketing campaign.
Okay, so that might skew the results a bit because it's not typical.
Exactly. Another assumption is linearity, which just means that the relationship between the variables can be represented by a straight line. So, for example, you might assume that for every dollar you spend on a certain type of ad, your sales will increase by a certain percentage.
Okay, that makes sense. But in the real world, I'm guessing those relationships aren't always that neat and tidy.
You're right. They often aren't. Marketing is messy. And then there's the multiplicity issue, which sounds a lot scarier than it actually is.
All right, demystify the multiplicity issue for us. What is that all about?
It's pretty straightforward, actually. When we're running a bunch of statistical tests at once, looking for correlations between all sorts of things, the chances of getting a false positive increase.
So, like, the more things we test, the more likely we are to find something that looks like a correlation, even if it's not really there.
Exactly. It's kind of like if you flip a coin enough times, you're bound to get a streak of heads eventually, even though the odds are still 50-50 for each individual flip.
Okay, that makes sense. So with all these potential pitfalls, are we saying that Granger causality should be thrown out the window? Are these caveats deal breakers?
Not at all. The researchers themselves acknowledge these limitations. It's not that these things make Granger causality useless. It's just that we need to be aware of them and interpret the results with a critical eye. It's all about using the right tool for the job and knowing its limits.
So not a magic bullet, but a potentially very useful tool in the MMM toolbox, right?
Exactly. And like any tool, it's going to be most effective when it's used by someone who knows what they're doing. Which brings us to a really crucial point domain expertise.
Right. Knowing your business, your customers, and your market, that still matters more than ever, even with all the fancy statistical tools in the world. So for our listeners out there who are swimming in data, trying to make sense of it all, what's the key takeaway here? How can they actually apply these insights? So for our listeners out there who are swimming in data, trying to make sense of it all, what's the key takeaway here? How can they actually apply these insights?
Imagine being able to cut through the clutter. You know, really zero in on those marketing activities that are actually driving your sales.
Yeah.
You're making decisions based on like a crystal clear understanding of what's working, what's not, and maybe even more importantly, why. That's the real power behind this kind of research.
It's about finding those insights, that signal through all the noise, right? Instead of getting lost in a sea of data, you've got this compass that's pointing you toward what truly matters.
Exactly. And you know what I think is really cool? The researchers themselves say that more research is needed in this area.
Wait, are you suggesting that our listeners, they could actually contribute to this whole thing, this cutting-edge research, by playing around with Granger causality using their own data?
Why not? What if you took what we've talked about today and actually applied it to your own business? Think about the insights you might uncover. Maybe there are hidden relationships between your marketing efforts and sales that you never even considered, or new strategies you could try. You could be on the leading edge of this whole new wave in marketing analytics.
That's incredible. Instead of just reading about this stuff, our listeners could be out there putting it into practice, maybe even discovering something totally new.
Exactly. You might stumble upon the next big thing that pushes the entire field forward. Who knows?
So it sounds like Granger causality, while not a magic solution, could be a really powerful tool for marketers who are willing to, you know, roll up their sleeves and experiment a bit.
Absolutely. The marketing world is constantly changing, and those who are willing to embrace new ideas and tools, they're the ones who are going to come out on top.
Well said. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope you found this exploration of Granger causality insightful and, most importantly, useful as you navigate the ever-evolving world of marketing. Until next time, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep asking the right questions.